Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you are going to continue to learn, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family is not only going to just survive, but will thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries, and it is an absolute honor and a privilege to have you with us here again. It really is. Now, where are we going to be headed during our 30-minute time together today? Well, first of all, we are going to take a look at the very first piece of God's spiritual financial armor that He gives us to pick up and put on, and that would be the loin belt of truth. Then you're going to hear a community service interview with Rex from the Freedom Boat Club in Young Harris and in Blairsville. You will also hear from the Better Business Bureau all about a new romance scam. Now, that ought to be interesting. And we will finish up with yet another Minute with Maxwell and from God's Word as we learn a bit about the word future. So stay tuned, won't you? It's going to be a great time together. You're not going to want to miss a single minute of today's program. And as we do each time that we are together, let me open us with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for meeting with us again today. Will you please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us to hear to your glory? In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, did you know that the Bible says that you do not have, you have never had a single financial problem? Do you realize that? Now, that's quite a statement, isn't it? Or is it? You see, the Bible says that finances are never a problem. They are always simply symptoms, okay? Finances are symptoms. The problems are spiritual. Now, another way of saying this is that spiritual problems have a way of showing up in and through your personal finances. Now, the good news is that all spiritual problems have spiritual solutions. Is that not right? And that is one of the reasons God gives you His spiritual armor, so that you can meet and defeat the enemy who wages spiritual warfare against you and against your finances. Now, let's dig a little deeper here. Are you ready? Now, remember from our last time together that according to the Bible, the devil's entrance into your life, including his entrance into your finances, well, it is allowed primarily through your negligence. You see, he slips in through an undisciplined and an unorganized and uncommitted mind, and then he begins to wage warfare against your mind and your flesh and your finances. Now, rather than hide from the devil, you're going to need to learn what God has to say about the devil and how to put on and use God's spiritual armor. Now, we're first going to take a look at what each piece of the armor meant to the Roman soldier, and then we're going to see how it applies to us today. And the very first piece of God's spiritual armor from Ephesians chapter 6 that we need to invest into our financial lives, well, it is what Paul calls the belt of truth, or the loin belt of truth, depending upon your Bible translation. Now, what was the loin belt? First of all, what was the loin belt to the Roman soldier? Well, if you look at a picture, you got to see that it was probably the least attractive and least noticeable, but the most important of all of his armor. It wrapped around his waist and over his shoulder, and it was important because almost everything that the Roman soldier carried was in some way attached to his belt. And that was to include all of his armor, most of his armor, and pouches of food and water and clothing and all of his personal items. His belt was absolutely essential to his survival. That's the belt from the Roman soldier's perspective. Now, what does it mean to us today? Well, first of all, and I think you've got to agree with this right up front. First of all, it is the only weapon that we can actually see and hold in our hands. You see, here Paul uses the Greek word logos, and that is the written word of God. It is the Bible. Now, actually, you need to know that there are two kinds of words we receive from God. The Logos, Word of God, and the Rhema, Word of God. Now, the Logos, the word that Paul uses here, is the indispensable written word of God. This is, of course, the Bible. But then we're going to find that there is also the Rhema, Word of God. Now this word describes a fresh, a specially quickened and revealed word from God. Now, that's going to also be part of our armor, and we're going to be talking about the Rhema, Word of God, just a little bit later. Now, what Paul is saying here is that you, if you want to walk through the financial areas of your life dressed in your spiritual armor, well, then you had better start by taking up the Logos, the Word of Truth, the written Word of God, and permanently affix it to your life. Now remember, the devil, well, he fights with lies, right? And sometimes his lies sound like truth, don't they? Remember, we talked about religious folklore. You know, all of those things that sound spiritual, but they are not scriptural. And recall that religious folklore can really get us into trouble if we don't recognize them in the light of God's truth, in light of the written Word of God. But remember also that because you asked Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, you have access to the power of the truth from the Logos, the written Word of God. And God's truth will always, always defeat the devil's lies. Now, Paul is saying that the Bible, the Word of Truth, well, it's got to be the governor. It has to be the law, the ruler. It has to be the final say-so in each and every area of your life, to include your financial life. The Bible can hold everything together for you. And that is why one of the very first things that we have done during our radio seminar times together is to set into place the biblical financial principles of wealth and stewardship based on the Logos, the written Word of God. You see, my friend, according to the Bible, winning or losing in the financial areas of your life, it's your choice. It's your choice. You see, if you are not walking daily in the power and the truth of God's Word, neither are you walking in your God-given suit of spiritual armor. Without the Word of God up and operating in your life, including the material areas of your life, well, your battles are going to be over even before they begin. If you are going to go into spiritual combat, my friend, you had better not go without your belt of truth. Because if you do, it's only going to take one hit from the enemy, and all of the rest of your armor and a whole lot of other stuff is just going to come tumbling off. The Bible says that the Word of God, it is alive and powerful. It divides marrow from the bone. It divides truth from error. You see, Satan fears it. And every demon in hell trembles whenever you quote it. You don't need to defend it. Listen, you don't need to argue about it. You just need to know what it is, what it says, and how to live by it. And that way, when the devil comes and he starts to try to manipulate your life and destroy your health and destroy your finances, you know, to rob you of your peace, well, you're not gonna pick up the Word of God and try to debate it or explain it. No. You're just going to pick it up and put it on and be able to use it. You're going to be able to quote it back to him. And by the way, do you realize that it is not your pastor's job to dress you in your spiritual armor each and every Sunday, each and every time you meet for Bible study? Do you realize that? Listen, the teaching of the Word from the pulpit, well, it should confirm. What it should do is to confirm what you have already heard God say to you personally through his Word during the week. You see, it is your pastor's role. Now, I got to tell you, it's your pastor's role to tighten up your loin belt a little bit tighter every now and again. Yes, it is. However, it is not his or her job to dress you in it. You see, my friend, when you put on the loin belt of God's Word and you determine you're going to make it a priority in your life, well, you are well on the way to winning the battles that come against your body, your mind, your family, your friends, your ministry, and your finances. The loin belt of truth is the first piece of our spiritual financial armor. Now the second piece is what Paul calls the shoes of peace, and we're going to be talking about that during our next time together. My friends, although big businesses may dominate the national headlines, we know it is all of the small businesses and business startups that create most of the job opportunities and help drive the economic growth of smaller geographic communities like ours right here in the North Georgia and Western North Carolina mountains. And one of our goals here at Financial Freedom God's Way Radio is to help spread the word about our local small and startup businesses. That is why today we're going to be talking just a bit with Rex Thayer from the Freedom Boat Club. Now, I got to tell you right up front, my wife and I met Rex a couple of years ago when we joined the boat club when it was just starting up on Lake Chetook. So, Rex, I want to welcome you this morning to the program.
Well, thank you, Bob. I really appreciate you having me. I'm honored and thrilled to be here.
How about sharing with us what the Freedom Boat Club is all about, what it is, how it works? What can you tell us about the Freedom Boat Club?
Well, Freedom Boat Club has been around about 33 years now. It started in Sarasota, Florida. It started with a small idea about getting a group of boats together and some people together to actually join a club. And it's become the world's largest boat club. There's well over 80,000 members, and we have locations all throughout the United States and even in Canada, France, also some new locations even in Denmark and in Spain. So we're going international. So it's really really a neat thing to see that how it's expanding. And the Freedom Boat Club, how it works is there's you join our club, and we take care of everything. You don't have to worry about anything else. In other words, we call it boating made simple. And what I mean by that is we pay for the boats, we pay for the boat slips, we pay for the insurance, we do all the cleaning, and we pay and perform all the maintenance too. So it's really just an easy way of boating, and boating made simple, and boating without all the hassles that go along with the normal boating if you were to own your own boat. So it's just an easy way of doing that, and we take care of everything. And that way, the time you spend with a boat is enjoyable. And you're out on the water, you enjoy it, and we take care of everything else. That's how it works.
And I have to tell everybody listening, that is exactly how it works. It is exactly as advertised. You know, one of the fun things that I found, Rex, when we started as a member of the boat club, hey, you have some real quality boats. I mean, you really do. They're awesome.
We do, and we're very fortunate about that. We have actually 23 boats in our fleet right now. We have bow riders. We have deck boats, which is kind of like an in-between a pontoon and a bow rider. We do have plenty of pontoons, and all of our pontoons are considered tritunes, where it has that extra tube in the middle, and it gives you that more stability. We have fishing boats and runabouts, so we have a good selection and variety of boats, and why that's important is you're not bound to one particular boat to take out. You can take out a bow rider one day, and the next day take out a deck boat, and the next day take out a pontoon, and again, a variety of pontoons. So that makes it kind of fun to take out different boats, and just depends on your mood or your schedule or your calendar or the people that you may be, you're having friends and family with you. So anything like that, you can take out a variety of boats. And then also our other locations are like that as well. So you can travel to other locations and have that same ability to actually boat at our other locations as well.
And speaking of other locations, tell us a little bit about your expansion up to Lake Notley outside of Blairsville.
Yes, correct. That's correct. We have been here at Lake Chetook 3 years, and we opened up our first satellite location at Lake Notley, and it's up not too far from the Valero gas station right outside of town near North Georgia Water Sports. And what we have there is our second location. We've been there a year now, and it's been great. We've really enjoyed that. Lake Notley is not a year-round facility because of water level, but Lake Chetook is, and so it does afford you to be able to boat year-round here at Lake Chetook. There's only 4 days that we're technically closed. That's Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Other than that, we're open year-round here. The other thing is what future plans that we're looking at, and I'm really excited about that because we are planning on going to Lake Hiwassee in Murphy, North Carolina,
All right.
And also Lake Burton We're looking forward to Lake Burton and over in Clayton. And also, we've got some other ideas about going to Blue Ridge. And so we're excited about going to those particular locations as well. And what that gives you, since it's under our franchise, it gives you unlimited access, unlimited boating at all those other facilities too.
So you buy a membership in one place and you have access to boats on all of those different lakes just because it's a single franchise?
It is. It's a single franchise. So you get unlimited there. And then I mentioned earlier about all of our locations all around the United States and going international. We have probably over 360 locations right now. You can go as a member to any and all of those up to four times per year per location at no charge. Just pay for the gas that you use, as you would here. That's the only expense that you would have because, again, by joining, you just have that one-time fee to join and a monthly fee. And then what's good about it, you just pay for gas, and we do everything else, and that's what's enjoyable about it. It's a great way of traveling without having to haul a boat, any type of trailering a boat or parking a boat or storing a boat. We take care of all that. So you just go and enjoy, and it's a fun way of traveling and looking at all different places throughout the country. And, again, each location four times a year, each year, without any charge at all except for the gas that you use.
I'll tell you, that sure has worked well for my wife and I. Last summer, we went down to Florida, stopped in at a Freedom Boat Club operation down on the Gulf Coast, and they trained us how to do open water. We spent all day on the boat, cost us only gas. I think all day was like $25. It was awesome. And by the way, that brings up another great point. I think one of the great benefits of the boat club, particularly somebody like me who's a novice in boating, listen, you offer some great training. Captain Paul has some great classes to teach us how to do boating, not only on the lake, but also we can learn how to do open water. Tell us a little bit about the training that you all offer.
Well, the training I think is invaluable, and that's part of the process. And because once a person joins, it's good for two people, same household, 21 and above is how it works. And once they join, we set them up for a mandatory safety class that we have a certified captain, and you alluded to Captain Paul. His name's Captain Paul Anderson. He's extremely very knowledgeable and also certified to be able to do this for our Freedom Boat Club. And he takes you through a four-hour process, and an hour or two is we call it a classroom type setting. It's good, really, just for the two people that joined and himself. So you get that training and ask any question you'd like, and it doesn't matter if you've been boating 5 days or 55 years. I've had everybody say it's definitely worth it, and it's definitely you learn something by it, and it's free. And because we really want people to understand about boating and boating safely, and then mm-hmm. he actually takes you out in the water and let the boat members that have joined operate the boat. He goes over everything about the boat. And that way you feel that confidence that you have in there. And then the other thing is, in regard to our boating, we do provide all the safety equipment, whether it be a life jacket, anchor, fire extinguisher, paddle, anything safety-related we provide. We do allow our members to fish, ski, tube, any type of water sport activity they would like. It's up to that member to provide that amenity. And you can also bring friends and family and pets at no charge.
It's fun with friends and family, but one of the things I got to tell you that Debbie and I enjoy is the social aspect of it. We've met a lot of really neat people. Tell us a little bit about the social events that you have down there that's not on the boat but on the shore.
Well, we are a social club, and we're excited to be able to be one. And we feel like it's a good thing to get our members together and share that love and knowledge about boating. So what we have from time to time, we have some cookouts or different events throughout the year. We are having our annual Christmas party holiday gathering on December 15th for our Freedom Boat Club members here for our location. And we're very fortunate to have it here at the Ridges Resort here in Hiawassee, Georgia. Everything is taken care of, and our members just come and enjoy. And they're encouraged to bring a guest, because we do even have a little thing that if one of our members suggests somebody and encourages somebody to join, that member receives a free month membership. And so it really gets them involved as far as helping our club grow and also having some friends grow with us. So we really enjoy that time of fellowship, and so we're looking forward to that. We have some some entertainment usually, and definitely some really good fun with our food and just getting together with our local members.
Well, Rex, I gotta tell you, my friend, that Debbie, my wife, and I have found that you personally, your staff, all the facilities, every single one of the boats. Listen, we have found everything about the Freedom Boat Club to be absolutely first rate, as advertised, extremely affordable. And I would have said that, you know, thanks, congratulations, and keep up the great work and the way that you're serving our community and all the ways that you do.
And thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us today.
Well, Bob, thank you again for having me. And if there's anybody who would like to contact me, my email is rex.thayer@freedomboatclub.com. And that's the easiest way to contact me. I'd be glad to give you more information of how it works and how you join and all the great things that we have with it.
Well, it's our pleasure. Oh, and by the way, you all have a good website too, right? www.freedomboatclub.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my number too, if anybody would like to contact me, is 706-363-0004. Again, 706-363-0004 is my cell. And we're located here in Hiawassee, here at the Ridges Marina and the Ridges Resort. And I'd love to meet more people in our community. But, again, thank you for having me today.
Hey, thanks, Rex. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Have a blessed day, my friend.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Now, you have probably heard in the past about romance scams, right? You know, where a con artist tries to trick unsuspecting victims into falling in love and parting with their money. Well, lately, the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, well, it's been getting reports of a new type of romance scam. And in this con, well, it involves a website where the entire dating website is a scam, okay? How does it work? Well, you sign up for a dating service with what seems to be a legitimate site. Now, the site asks you to fill out a profile with your personal information, of course, which you do. This includes, of course, your credit card number, which is used to pay for your membership. However, when you start browsing other users' profiles, you begin to see some red flags. For example, other members who contact you have incomplete profiles. Maybe they don't have pictures. Maybe they don't have some basic information that you can see. And the site may encourage you to connect with people who don't even match your dating profile, okay? Now, for example, they may live in a different city, or they may be outside your preferred age range. You may also notice that the profiles frequently vanish from the site even after you've chatted with them. So it turns out that these other daters, well, they're just simply not real. The site is filled with phony profiles to make you think that the site has a whole lot of members. And once you figure out the hoax, you try to cancel your membership, right? But what happens is the site keeps on billing you. Now, in some cases, the scam dating site requires you to pay to contact other daters. You see, one victim reported to the Better Business Bureau about joining a dating service where she bought coins in order to chat with other members. So she told the Better Business Bureau that she was bombarded with messages from nearly 200 different users in only just a few days, and even without fully filling out her own personal profile. She paid for coins 3 and 4 times and was double charged a whole lot of time. You see, what happens is that the site hires operators to steal the photos and assume fake identities of folks, and then bombards the legitimate users with messages to entice them into buying coins to have conversations by lying and leaning on people, okay? So the question has to be this. That's what it is, but how can you spot a fake dating website so you don't get into trouble to begin with? Well, first of all, you got to do your research before you sign up, all right? Do an internet search of the dating website's name along with the words reviews and scams, Keep a close eye out for any negative reports or past users who suspect the website might be fake. That's the first thing. Do some research. And then make sure you understand how the website works. It's not entirely unusual to have to pay a monthly fee or small fees for individual connections to dating services. But listen, be sure the website is upfront about how their payment system works. If their payment system isn't, well, if it isn't well documented and you find it confusing, well, choose another dating service, all right? So do your research, make sure you understand how the website works, and then, well, then it's the old rule that if it's too good to be true, then probably it's best not to believe it. For example, if you haven't even completed your personal profile and people are lining up to meet you, it's probably a scam. You know, the same goes for individuals who make unrealistic claims about their love and devotion to you, especially if you've just met online. And finally, use your credit card to pay for online services and memberships, all online services and memberships. You see, when you pay with your credit card, you can dispute any unauthorized charge that's made against your card for fake services. Now, the same may not be true if you use a debit card or if you give a company your personal banking information, such as your checking account number and your bank's routing number, okay? So that is what one dating scam can look like and how you can avoid it. Okay, now let's start to wrap up our time together today with one of the highlights of any of our times together, which is, well, let's spend a minute with Maxwell, as John Maxwell gives us his thoughts on the word future.
Hi, John Maxwell here. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I many times have people want to talk to me about their future career, asking me questions like, what do you think will happen to me down the road? Leaders coming to me and say, I've got a vision. I'm about to share it with my people. Do you think that they'll buy into that vision? Now, obviously, leaders are always thinking ahead. But I want to talk to you about the fact that you need to be present right now. That yes, your job as a leader is to kind of have the far glance, but right now you need to focus on today. And what I realized so many leaders don't understand is that truly today matters. And we overestimate what we can do tomorrow. We over-exaggerate what we did yesterday, but we underestimate what we can do right now. The only time you have, the only time I have, is now. It's the only time. Don't have yesterday. Not guaranteed tomorrow, but I have now. So the question for all of us is, what am I doing with now? The great leaders, they're present in the moment, and because of that, they maximize the moment. So if you're tempted to take that faraway glance, well, glance. But get right back to the present moment, because today you're preparing to make tomorrow a success. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Wow, that's a good word. What is John telling us here? Well, to me, he is saying that we should live in the moment. We need to be present. We ought not to worry about yesterday. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed, so we are to focus on the now. And isn't that exactly what Philippians 3:13 and 14 tells us? But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You see, where you are now, it's no time to relax. You are to keep on keeping on, working toward the goal to bring glory to God by partnering with the Holy Spirit to become more like Jesus. That's another great word from John Maxwell. My friend, it's been another great time together with the Lord. Now, as we close, well, let me close us in prayer. Father, thank you for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we will see you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom, God's way.